enjoying the show as much as I am. Number here at the station is 541-388-1110. So before we left, I'm not going to spend a lot of time on this. I'm going to kind of hit these as bullet points. If you'd like to, if you'd like this list, I'd be more than glad to send it to you. All you have to do is visit my website, AskFredJohnson.com. You can sign up for the Market Trend Report. You can ask for any topics or individuals you'd like interviewed, any of that sort of thing. Happy to do it. Or anytime that I bring up something online, if you're on air and you'd like to have a link either to the space on the internet or, you know, scan you the document or do whatever, I'm more than glad to share that information, because I think knowledge is king, and this is a great way to get out and share some of that information. So what we're talking about in this article is 10 ways to prepare your home for a hot summer. And one is a programmable thermostat. Can't emphasize this stuff enough. This is really a great way to go. And the mistake that a lot of people make, if you're not familiar with the programmable thermostat, an awful lot of them sort of have four or five periods of the day. And basically what you want it to be is you want it to be a comfortable temperature when you're in the house, and then you're not as concerned when you're not in the house. And obviously you're going to save energy if you're not heating or cooling it as aggressively when you're not in the house. The caution that I would offer with it, both ways, both in the winter and the summer, is the variant of the temperature. Try to keep it within 5 or 10 degrees. You know, you don't want your house to, let's say you're trying to, you know, keep it at 72 in the summer months when you're in there so that it's nice and cool because it's 100 degrees outside. Well, you don't want to just completely turn off the air conditioning during the day so that the entire house gets up to 90 degrees inside, and then have it try to go to work and try to get it cooled back down to the 72 degrees by the time you come back home from work or whatever, so that it's cool. Because basically you get so much radiant heat in all of your, you know, everything, the cabinets, the walls, the furniture, everything gets up. It takes a while to cool that back down. So if the spread is only 5 or 10 degrees and you give it a little bit of time, so if, let's say, you get off work at 5 and you don't get home until 5:30, if you set the thermostat so that it's ready to go at 4:30 and it's not moving as many degrees, then you'll find that it won't really spike your, it'll do what you're trying to do, which is trying to reduce your energy consumption and keep it moderate. But if you get it to where you have a 20 degree variant from the time that you're allowed the house to heat up until the time that you get home, and you expect that it could get that at 5:15, basically what that means is that it's going to work really, really hot, hard. So whatever happens that you saved during the day when you had it on the off cycle, you're probably going to make up for it in the on cycle. Replace the air filter, always. Can't do it enough. On your car, in your house, in whatever, you know, change your filters, keep your fluids cool. Your equipment stays and lasts a lot longer. If you let it get all clogged up and dirty, it has to slave and work harder. It means you're going to do more repairs. That's just the way that works. Smart landscaping. This, the only thing that they brought up in this one was in your plant selection. You know, there's kind of two ways that you can kind of cover the outside weather, and that's to be able to do either put exterior window blinds on. So if you have something that's facing due south or hard west in the afternoon or something like that, and you want to get one of those old-fashioned roll up bamboo blinds or something to put on the outside of the window to knock off the heat. Or, you know, if you want to plant a shrub or a tree, a maple or something like that, that's leaves all out and gets pretty thick and keeps the sun off that window directly during the summer months, but then in the winter months it drops its leaves and allows the sun to shine in, that's not a bad way to go. Smart door techniques. This is window leaks. No, we already kind of talked about that. Refrigerator coils, another good one. You know, pull it out from the wall, get your vacuum cleaner, clean that up, because your refrigerator is going to work harder in the summer months because there's a lot more warmth and stuff around there. The ceiling fans. A lot of people, it's kind of amazing to me, but ceiling fans, almost all ceiling fans have a switch on the side of them where you can direct the rotation of the fan. And basically what happens is one way the fan pulls up from the bottom and the other way it pushes down from the top. So in the winter months, what you want to do is you want it to push down from the top. So the heat that's gathering up near the ceiling, you want it to push that heat back down into the living space so that you can feel it. Conversely, in the summer months, what you want to do is you want to have it pull up from the floor and pull up toward the top. So you want it to pull the cool air for this gathering down near the floor and pull it up into the living space. So you should have, you know, maybe put it on your list when we change into daylight savings time, and you know, or we fall forward or whatever it may be. So when you're changing your batteries and your smoke detectors, that's a good time to flip the switch on your fans too, so that you know which way they're going. And look for air leaks. Air leaks is kind of a fun one. And there's a trick that I learned many, many years ago that works pretty well. And you can use stick matches. And basically what you do is you close everything all up, and then you just take a stick match and hold it up, and you can tell by the flame if there's air moving across, because basically what it'll do is it'll point away from wherever the wind's coming from. And you can find it really easy to find out how much air or how much convection is happening there at that spot. So you'll know where to apply your caulking or whatever. Or that's the time too to, once again, call in the professionals if you want to have an energy assessment. And I really believe that, you know, as once again, I think that the city's a little, it's sort of a feel good policy to implement these energy assessments. But really, the energy assessment is of value to you when you're living in the house, how you can make it more efficient and more affordable for you. So, you know, that might be something that you'd like to pursue, and I would certainly encourage that. So now you are prepared for summer. So here we are, down to the bottom line on real estate. Basically, what's happening is buyers are getting more accustomed to the change that we've had this year in interest rates. The interest rates looks like they're sort of settling in right now into the mid sixes. That's where it is. We're not seeing an awful lot of a glut of new construction, but we are seeing more and more existing homes starting to hit the market. So we're still seeing good activity because the bid market has high demand and not a lot of properties, even though the interest rate has bumped up a little bit over the last year. People are starting to get more comfortable with it. They're starting to settle in with that, and we're starting to see reasonable market activity. If a property's in, two things seem to be really, really important. If you're considering selling your property this year, you know, one, obviously, get yourself a good broker that's knowledgeable and experienced, because they're going to be able to help you. The market is changing, and you'll see that in some of the information that I'm going to share with you today. Everything is changing, and it's changing at such an exponential rate that if you're an older person like I am, you lock up. You don't want to do anything because you're afraid you're going to make a mistake, so you just don't do anything. And this is a good time to be really fair. If you enter the market at a fair price and a fair condition for your property, it'll sell right away. We're exceptionally price sensitive right now because there's buyers out there, and they realize that they're paying more money for the money that they're borrowing. On the other side of it is the property turnkey? Is it ready to go? Is it clean and free of debris and ready to go? Those are two things that you can do to get your property on the market and work real, real well for you. So, you know, the buyers are adapting. If you're going to sell to, and then the other thing, I mentioned it quickly, just to go over the over your yard with a regular rake. You know, you think about a rake in the middle of the fall because you got to rake up the leaves, but it's one way, it's the easiest way to clean your yard. You go out with a rake, rake the flower beds, rake everything up, clean up your yard, and it's amazing. You know, your yard suddenly looks clean and tidy and picked up, and it's one of those things that's really, really easy to overlook. So if you're getting your property ready for sale this year, that's certainly something to be in your best interest. But the reality is the market's pretty strong, and we're seeing properties. But if a property hits the market and it's one of two things, it's not clean and ready to go, it's not going to command top dollar, and if the price is over its value, where somebody's kind of reaching for it, they're looking for values, you know, think that there's an upward trend, you know, that there was 2 years ago or something like that, and they figure they'll go start high and go low. After it settles in, they end up actually receiving a little less in proceeds than they would have had they just entered the property at the market where it is. And in some instances, we're still in a situation to where we're seeing multiple offers, not multiple offers like we were seeing 2 or 3 years ago where there's 10 or 15 offers on it, but what I'm saying is maybe, you know, two buyers show up, maybe three buyers show up, and then you have the choice of whether you're going to accept a cash offer, or you're going to accept a finance offer, or more money or less money. And at least as a seller, you know that you hit the market right, because if you hit the market right and multiple people show up to buy the property, you know that you created the right activity. And if more than one happens, what's going to happen is you're going to get the best price in terms that best suits your needs. And you do a really good job when you do that. When you get a little greedy and you throw an extra $50,000 on it and nobody shows up, And then by the time they do show up, you'll find that it'll be a little bit softer and the buyer will be more demanding when they show up. So that's kind of the way it goes. Are we at a spot where we need to take a break, Sam? Or I can't hear any music. Oh, there we go. We got a little bit of music. Now they're telling me. He's over here giving me all the thumb gestures like, hey, it's time for you to cut her loose. It's time to go. So I want to thank you so much for tuning in to Ask Fred Johnson. Number here at the station is 541-388-1110. Love to have you call in. You can call in during the break and we'll get right back to you as soon as we're done. Appreciate you listening. You're listening to Ask Fred Johnson on FM News 100 1110 KBND.